This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. Kind of talking tech here so far tonight, but coming up, Johnson will be sharing with us a video, which we'll play the audio track from, of how to make a progressive lose their S. That's the title of the video. We'll see what you think about it. You're certainly welcome to comment on anything that happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. So Johnson mentioned in the last hour this leap, Magic Leap is what it's called. And I got an article about this. It was published 2 days ago. This is essentially going to be Google's competition, supposedly,
to the Oculus Rift.
The Facebook owned Oculus Rift. So two of the biggest. The two biggest technology companies out there, web companies, are jumping into competition with one another here.
Do you think it just makes sense to just buy stock in both these companies because one of them's bound to win the internet net? Or do you think they're both going to crumble and fall
in
relatively near future? Because there's not too many companies that have been sort of around. Amazon's a good example of one that has.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, sort of since the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, you know, who's here that wasn't here before? And Google's a relatively newcomer. Newcomer.
Since the late 90s. I mean, they're not that new.
Well, I remember them sort of showing up, you know, on my radar in like 2000, 2001.
Well, they've been around for 10 years at least now. I think they had their 10-year anniversary.
They've been around for much longer than 10 years.
Really?
Google? I'm pretty sure they were around in the late 90s.
Well,
they might not have really taken off until...
There was a time in 2000, because I remember where we were working, Ian, mm-hmm. and it was sort of like, which search engine should I be using? Should I be using Alta Vista or Lycos or
Founded
Yahoo?
September 4th, 1988, or 1998.
That's fine, okay. But when did they get in? When did they become Google? You know, like the early verb.
Aughts. I'd say the early aughts was when that happened.
I would say it'd be the early aughts too. And I, you know, at some point or another, it's like, oh yeah, this is the search engine you use. But I wasn't sure. There was a time when
Alta
I was like,
Vista used to be the one I used a long time ago.
That's probably the reason I used it.
Yahoo was, of course, the big one before there was Google. Anyway, we can talk more about this technology here in a moment. Plus, we'll play Johnson's audio of the progressive guy getting really upset at a couple of questions from some libertarian types.
Google's IPO was in 2003.
That should give you some indicator of that they were popular by then.
Right.
So let's go to Richard. He's in Northeast California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Richard in California, going once. Richard in California, going twice. Maybe we're having some technical difficulties, in which case we'll put Richard back on hold, see if that can get worked out. So according to the story at TheVerge.com, Google is leading a huge $542 million round of funding for the secretive startup Magic Leap, which is said to be working on augmented reality glasses that can create digital objects that appear to exist in the world around you. Now, that's different than...
It's so fun for Ingress.
that's different than, you know, some sort of pair of goggles that occlude you from the world around you. This would give you a heads-up display rather than it's essentially a screen to watch.
I know Google's acquiring this. I know one of the major reasons why they're doing this is for Ingress, too, because... In all the marketing videos for Ingress, I'm sure you've seen some of them, they are always showing, like, they do an overlay of the portals on, the areas, because the whole purpose of Ingress is essentially it's augmented reality. So it's based on you take a picture of, like, a landmark around town. Like, for example, Keene has the central square where it's got statues and the gazebos and all that stuff. And they always show, on major landmarks when they're showing marketing videos, they show, like, you know, a portal with a... lines and the ley lines going around and whatnot.
Right, what the game should look like if it were available in 3D, which it is not. At this time, it's just a game that you play on your phone, and it's, you know,
essentially
a map-based game.
A cool, you know, altered GPS is essentially what it is now. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very, very popular. There are, I don't know, what, millions of people playing? Hundreds of thousands of people?
I've met people in the area already, started meeting people from the game, so it's really interesting.
So, and Ingress is an interesting game in that it's a physical game. You actually have to walk places. You have to go places in order to score points and things like that.
Like, I feel actually, even like it's, you know, to talk about the game, I feel nervous sharing this information that
you're a
people.
Player.
No, not only that I'm a player, but with you two being enemies, I feel like I'm sharing secret information with the opposing side here by saying that I've met people from the game.
So, what you're saying is you think that Google's going to use this, and I wonder if it's going to be combined with their Google Glass, because doesn't Google Glass already give you a heads up display? I've never tried them out personally, but I've seen people using them, and that's what I understand.
It's not really a heads-up display. A heads-up display has to be overlaid over your field of vision.
The heads-up display has to know what you're seeing.
No, a heads-up display, it has to know what you're seeing, whereas you're just looking up and to the left into a
I see what you're saying.
Like,
okay. So this Magic Leap would take Google Glass to the next level then, basically, because it would it would give you a full heads-up display across your field
of
vision.
I guess that's what they're working on.
That's the supposed claim here. The funding is...
That, to me, is worth my time. At Google Glass, I've always been like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's a gimmick.
It's not that I'm interested in Google Glass because of all the things that it can do. However, it's just really expensive right now. Mm. If it was the cost of a good smartphone, then that would be a different story.
Especially if it could also just be your smartphone, you know, like something like
that. Yeah, it has to connect to the smartphone, and that would probably make it pretty
heavy.
It
also has to not look terrible, because if you're going to be wearing it all the time.
It doesn't look terrible. Looks fine.
Google's placing a big bet on this. In addition to the funding, Android and Chrome leader Sundar Pichai will join the Magic Leap's board, as will Google's corporate development president. The funding is also coming directly from Google itself, not from an investment arm like Google Ventures, all suggesting this is a strategic move to align the two companies and eventually partner when the tech is more mature down the road. Magic Leap's technology currently takes the shape of something like a pair of glasses, according to the Wall Street Journal. Rather than displaying images on the glasses or projecting them out into the world, Magic Leap's glasses reportedly project their image right onto the wearer's eyes, and apparently to some stunning effects. Saying, quote, this is the CEO of Legendary Pictures, Thomas Tull, saying, "It was incredibly natural and almost jarring. You're in the room and there's a dragon flying around. It's jaw-dropping, and I couldn't get the smile off of my face."
That's awesome.
Legendary.
There's a dragon flying around the room.
That's just
this
not...
guy's smiling.
Maybe it was a friendly dragon, like Puff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You know what? I went diving one time. We were near some dolphins. They petrified me, too. As far as I'm concerned, if I'm in some different world and something's bigger than me, I'm urinating, and I want to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Legendary also took part in this round of investment alongside Qualcomm and a bunch of other companies. The eclectic mix of companies participating in this investment round speak broadly Magic Leap sees its potential. The founder says he wants the company to become a creative hub for gamers, game designers, writers, coders, musicians, filmmakers, and artists. Legendary, which makes films including Godzilla and The Dark Knight, is interested in its potential for movies, and Google likely sees far more ways to put it to use. Technology sounds like it could be an obvious companion to Google Glass, but for now, the journal reports they're not being integrated. Magic Leap declined to comment on what might happen down the road, and nonetheless, the investment appears to be Google betting on augmented reality as the future of computing, pitting it in a fight against other virtual reality competitors like the Oculus Rift.
Just think, like, in combination with something like the Kinect or like the Leap controller, things that allow
motion
you
detecting.
Yeah, devices. Motion detecting controllers that, you know, where you don't require any sort of other controller to interact with in order to interact with the environment. I mean, it's just the potential there is just huge. I mean, think about you want to redesign something in your home, but you don't know if the couch is going to fit there. So you go to the 3D object library, something like the Google SketchUp library, download a couch that's the dimensions of the couch that you want to put in your room, and then it's there in the room virtually, and you can move it around, and you see it there in the room, and move it up against the wall, and you see, oh, well, it fits there. You know, like, that's just one example of the use. Or what if you're a surgeon, and you need to, you know, see what you would be doing, you know, like the operation. I mean, just there's so many uses for this type of thing. It's
It's pretty mind-boggling, and, you know, we're just scratching the surface, likely, of the really original software that someone will come up with later on once, you know, they get the development kits out there and people really start cracking on this stuff.
Right.
So very exciting. That's all coming down the pipe very soon. Probably you'll see this stuff in 2015. At the latest, we'll keep you up to date as we know more. It certainly isn't a tech show. You can call in about anything that happens to be on your mind. Coming up, there was a video recorded, and the video itself is not so great. The quality of video is like very, very dark, but the audio is pretty good. And Johnson, you brought this in tonight. It's we've censored the words that can't go out over the FCC airwaves here, and we'll play that coming up for you in moments. How to really upset a so-called progressive. We'll come back with that. 855-450-FREE. Take control.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
More Free Talk Live now for you. You can dial in toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we're going to play some audio that Johnson brought in. He wanted to really share this. How to Make a Progressive Lose Their S is the title of the video that this came from. And I can post the link to that because I've got that too. I'll post that on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. Apparently, at least one of these guys is a Free State Project participant. Now, of course, the Free State Project is the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-oriented people all to the same place. And I got to say, somebody who's willing to put a video like this out there and, you know, speak up for freedom and confront people in sort of the ambush journalism style, I always have an appreciation for people like that. So I look forward to this guy moving up to New Hampshire. I don't think he's moved quite yet from what I understand. But we'll play the audio for you here coming up. How to Make a Progressive Lose Their S.
ISIS crisis or more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts. Antiwar.com has the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All Antiwar.com has is you. The Antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do this for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to Antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. Antiwar.com/donate. It's Antiwar.com because war is the health of the state.
All right. So, Johnson, how'd you come across this video that we're about to play the audio from?
Actually, off of Reddit, the libertarian Reddit subreddit. Mm-hmm. And I just saw it, and I watched it, and I saw the – I guess it was the Students for Liberty shirt, and I thought it was a Free State Project shirt. Because
it has a porcupine.
Yeah, it's the FSP porcupine that's on there. And I just watched the – I mean, it was seemed like generally kind of inane. It's like, oh, they're interviewing – this like a Students for Liberty guy interviewing some guy who's just out to be an activist and promote some
politician. Know,
progressive politician. But then the way the video plays out is just astounding.
All right, so here's the audio from it.
Jeff, nice to meet you. We're here with Students for Liberty. Can you hear me? This is good.
Yeah.
Okay. So why are you out here supporting Manu Chavetti?
Well, Manu Chavetti, he wants to get money out of politics, which is the number one problem.
Okay. Yeah, sure. He just wants to get the money out of politics.
Yeah, that's the number one problem. There's another person that wants the ring of power that doesn't want the money that goes along with it.
No, of course not. No.
Even if they do, they'll end up being like Kucinich or... Sanders, you know.
It's really just a but if you think about this, and I know this is not the meat of the video at all. We're going to get into that. But since he brought it up, money out of politics. It's a great campaign pledge. I mean, if you think about it, because it makes you sound like you're the person for the little guy,
yep.
Right? That you know,
I don't care about all the power I'm going to get when right. You elect me.
You're against all those big corporations, and you know who likes those big corporations. But at the same time, it's a meaningless campaign promise because there's no chance money's going to get out of politics. Even if your money out of politics guy gets in, he's not going to change the system to make the money right. Get out of politics.
If he does, he's not going to win. You know?
Yeah.
And another thing is that money is able to do is counteract the incumbency. Let's not forget that incumbents get elected well above 9 times out of 10.
Right. I lost the gubernatorial race here. Only got 4%. I didn't have any money, nor if I did, would I spend it on a campaign like that.
Right.
But nonetheless, it's a great promise to make because it really means you never have to back up.
One problem in politics is nothing gets done because everyone's working for their donors.
Nothing gets done in politics. Again, another common claim. We need to bring bipartisanship to whatever, D.C. or wherever this guy's running for.
Bipartisanship means we're really going to get screwed. That's what you should hear when you hear bipartisanship, because the politicians have agreed on something. Holy crap, that's going to be bad.
I don't know how anyone can look at the government and say nothing gets done. I mean, they're doing all kinds of things to people. I mean, they're not the most efficient at doing the things that they do, but they do a lot of stuff, much of it I don't want them to do, like, you know, warring, murdering people, putting people in prison who haven't hurt anybody else. I mean, they're doing a whole lot to a whole lot of people, and it's a whole lot of bad. So, anyway, more campaign promises here.
Working for their donors, and he doesn't accept corporate PAC money, and he wants to overturn Citizens United. Mm-hmm. And he's more progressive on issues like health care. the environment, investing in infrastructure, and, you know.
So basically he's every politician that has ever existed. All right.
I host a lot of other issues that I disagree with his opponent on, and Manning, he's not just a Democrat who runs scared. He runs as a progressive, and he's not ashamed of it, so that's why I gave up my time.
So these progressive ideologies, that's what you hold dear, and you that's what you want to see out of your government is
absolutely
progressive
justice,
ideals.
Equality for all.
Justice, except for rich people, because you always have to have a minority you're going to vilify, and progressives are very good at vilifying rich people. Now, let's consider for a second, there are two classes of rich people out there. There's a class of rich people who have used power and influence to accumulate wealth, mm-hmm. and there's a class of rich people that have gotten where they've gotten by providing goods and services to other people that they've wanted to buy voluntarily.
Sure.
And, you know, when you think about, I don't know, who comes to mind, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. Now, I'm sure they've used, in some way or another, power and influence to get money. But largely what they were about was providing, at least early on at some point, they were about providing a good or a service to somebody in order to, you know, make them happy and get money from them. And that is a fine way to get rich, in my opinion, because that means you have served your community well.
That's right.
And you, at that point, you have enough money, you can do whatever you want with it, and you can begin helping other people in an efficient fashion, because the government proposes to help people, but it doesn't propose to do it in a very efficient fashion. Nobody believes for a second that the government is going to help people in an efficient fashion. They say, oh, if we have to give money to four lazy bums that do nothing, and I assume they're talking about the government bureaucrats collecting middle-class paychecks at that point, but four lazy bums that do nothing in order to get it to one starving child, it's fine because it's not my money, it's a bunch of rich people's.
But here is the point in the interview where it becomes not your average interview.
Sure. So here we go.
Equal opportunity.
But you would say these are progressive ideals?
Yeah.
The idea of using a state or using more force and more violence to espouse your will?
Yeah. No, I'm not for... I don't know where you came up with violence.
So. Okay. So before we go on, I don't know where you came up with violence. Now, this is an understandable thing for the progressive to say. And the interview spirals out of control here, and the progressive really loses his S, as is promised in the video title.
Right.
But
which is, I think, an unfortunate title. I don't think it's like, you know, it's not great that we're laughing at how the progressives just react.
Right.
But, you know.
Because you're talking with somebody on the street, this person has no real rapport. Whoever the interviewer is doesn't mm-hmm. really have rapport with this guy. It's just some protester or some, you know, guy campaigning for
campaigner.
A politician.
You go out there and you do your political activism. You need to be ready for whomever it is you're going to meet. This guy is either ready or he's not. I don't feel anything about how he's going. This isn't some dude that's been stopped on his way to the grocery store, okay?
Right.
This is a guy that likely, you know, is out there to meet the community and may very well have initiated the contact.
So we'll come back with more of this here in a moment, because I think the guy who's campaigning is definitely out of line in how he handles this interview.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. We'll share that the rest of it. We're about halfway through at this point. There's more coming up, and you can take control as well. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The number is brought to you by ProXPN. And if you care about online privacy, you need ProXPN. It's a great service. It's a global virtual private network. You can connect to different ProXPN servers around the world with their premium account. There's a free account as well that'll let you try out one of their servers, and that's free over at proxpn.com/FTL. But when you connect to ProXPN, you will have your internet connection encrypted, which means your ISP will no longer be able to save your surfing history, which is what they're doing likely right now. You can use Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, even Linux to get working with ProXPN, and it's a very simple setup process. Just go and download their app for most of those operating systems over at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get the unlimited bandwidth, the worldwide servers, private torrenting ability, plus get past regionally blocked websites, just put in our discount code FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off the price of the annual account. You punch that code in, you'll get it for just about $5 a month on that annual account. And that code will also get you savings for the lifetime of the account. Plus, you can pay with Bitcoin and save even more. Save 62% off the annual account price by using code FTLBTC over at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So, again, don't forget codes FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL. Johnson brought in some audio here tonight called How to Make a Progressive Lose Their S. We have the censored version of the audio, which has taken out certain words that the FCC would not allow. And we're going to continue with this here. It's a guy on the streets. He's campaigning for some politician in who knows where, probably in Philadelphia or around that area from what we understand about the producers.
New York. Well, what did somebody said
Derek J said the guy lives outside of Philly,
Westchester, New York, Westchester University, something like that.
He said it was in. I thought he said it was in Pennsylvania. But anyway, regardless of where they're from, this is, the guy who they're interviewing is this progressive who's campaigning for some politician. And so after a brief, maybe 30 or 40 seconds of the campaigner sort of spouting off about how great his candidate is, they then talk to him about what it means to be progressive. And we'll continue the audio here.
Equal opportunity. Well, you would say these are progressive ideals?
Yeah.
The idea of using a state or using more force and more violence to espouse your will?
No, I'm not for... I don't know where you came up with violence, though.
Well, see, the thing is that when you start implementing progressive policies, you're using the barrel of
gun. All right, do you want to interview me or do you want me to interview you? I mean, don't come in and talk about all this.
I'm not trying to be hostile.
Don't put f***ing violence in my...
I'm just...
All right, so... I don't think his explanation of things, the guy, not the not the guy who's cursing, but the guy who's doing the interview, the guy with the cameraman. I don't think his explanation was very good because he made it sound like the violence would be starting with the progressive policies. Like, oh, well, if your guy got elected, then there'd be violence. He, he doesn't acknowledge that the system is violent right now, and that's a confusing. It was a confusing way to explain himself. I think that was a failure of communication on his part. But obviously, this guy doesn't really want to listen or have a conversation at this point. He's freaking out. And he's upset, I think, for a valid reason from his perspective. He doesn't see himself as supporting violence. And this is common among people who support the state but don't really want to see what it does. They don't really want to know what's really behind the state.
Right. They want all the good, they want all the good things, whatever those good things might be. They want equality and justice and stability and
clean water, clean air,
fair living wage and all those things.
There's a quote supposedly from Otto von Bismarck that says, laws are like sausages. Nobody wants to see them being made.
It's true. And so what he's reacting to, though, is being called violent. I mean, that's ultimately how he interpreted what was being said.
And so he cusses and yells.
Well, right. I mean, he's definitely at fault for being a very poor communicator himself. But let's continue on here. What we have so far is a miscommunication on both parties' parts, in my opinion.
I'm just having a discussion. If you want to have it, you can stop.
Listen, I thought you wanted to interview me, but
that's what we're
about
doing.
You and not me.
Well, it's not about you.
You want to edit that out, or you want to keep it in? Why don't you just put the camera on him and let him do the whole show?
I'm just asking him. But
I don't know where you came up with violence and stuff out of nowhere. How is that progressive? Where did you read that?
How are the policies enforced?
How do you enforce? We don't enforce policies. We're here because we're running an election.
Okay, so here's where this guy really shows his ignorance, right? He doesn't even understand the question. He's not processing what has been said to him, which is why the.
I think he processed it. It's clearly because he got angry. He understands it. This is what's called cognitive dissonance. He doesn't want to acknowledge it. He doesn't want his rational mind to deal with the truth.
Does that mean he's understood it, or does that
mean
that
he's... I think he, on some level, understands it, because otherwise he wouldn't be angry.
I don't know about that. You know, maybe he's just an angry kind of guy, and he's
But why did he get immediately angry?
Because I think the suggestion was that he would be violent. And you're right, maybe he realizes that's true, or maybe not. Maybe he's just upset that someone would call him violent, and then, of course, as Mark pointed out, act kind of angry and violent. he didn't
threatening,
actually hit the
I
guy.
Think.
Yeah, threatening.
And this is one thing that I think many libertarians can really learn something from is when you're passionate about something, like here on the show, you know, you'll raise our voices at times and, you know, make points in a fashion.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't raise my voice.
And not get your message across. When you're dealing with somebody, because on the radio I think it's a different paradigm. But when you're talking to somebody face-to-face, you need to stay cool-headed and explain things to them.
Yeah, and I think that they ask a fair question about how our policies enforced. And at this point, the guy's seeing red, and I don't think he's really processing anything that's being said to him. At this point in the conversation, it's almost
over. How are policies enforced?
How do you enforce?
We don't enforce policies. We're here because we're running an election. Do you understand that? You numbskull.
What comes out of policies?
Why don't you do your school projects somewhere else, all right?
Okay.
I think he's gonna cry.
I don't want to.
You guys are f***ing hats.
Okay.
Hey, why? You think you're something. I know filmmakers who actually make films.
Okay.
And they're actually good.
So tell us why.
Not hacks like you.
Why your policies aren't based on bias.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to you. I don't give a shit. I was nice for a few minutes.
His voice is cracking. Yeah, like he's gonna cry.
Emotional.
Like,
yeah, he's very emotional.
Nice. He didn't like being called violent.
That's
apparently,
right. That's right.
Was nice for a few minutes.
I didn't know that I wasn't nice.
Yeah, get the out of here. Paul, you think you're something?
This is gold.
Yeah, it's gold.
All right.
Yeah, it's gold.
So. Not the best, let's say, campaigner. Probably not somebody you'd want to lead your campaign. Wouldn't want to have somebody with an attitude like that out on the streets. But on the other hand, there was miscommunication on the part of the video producers, I think, that led to that outburst by the guy. I'm not saying they're responsible for his outburst, but I think that it could have been better. I think the communication...
Well, it's practice to some extent, right?
Right. I'm just a critic, right? I'm just here listening to the audio saying, oh, this is how it could have been done better. But when you're in a situation and you say the wrong thing, sometimes you don't get a second chance. And in that case, you don't get a second chance with that particular individual. So, your thoughts, Johnson?
You know, I really thought that this was interesting. I thought it was, you'd show, and this seems to be very common, is if you show a liberal Democrat or, progressive or whatever you want to call them, but someone that supports these policies that they think are helpful, it's like the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And you show them the violence, and they freak out. And I'm using they and collectivist words here a lot, but that particular mindset, I think, is the type that freaks out because there is that cognitive dissonance, and there is that understanding on some level that hey, yeah, you have to enforce a law, and when you're not thinking about it, and it's shown to you in your face, they freak out, and they just immediately assume that the person talking to them, you're a Republican. And it's so far from the truth.
Well, let's not forget that a lot of people listening probably don't even understand what the violence is.
Sure.
If you're going to put together your program that's going to feed little starving babies or whatever it is, what you have to do is you have to go through the taxation system. The taxation system says contribute to our cause, whatever that might be, and it's all one lump sum, whether it's dropping bombs on the same babies or feeding them. Or you're going to go to jail. And that's the violence inherent in the system.
All right, we'll get back with more here. Let's talk about how to communicate with progressives, because I personally believe it's easier to communicate these ideas to progressives, and I've done both.
I don't.
We'll come
I
back
think
with more
so
here in a moment
on
Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, and bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. What sort of experiences do you have communicating the ideas of liberty with so-called or self-labeled progressives? That's what the video was that Johnson brought in tonight. We played the audio track from. It's called How to Make a Progressive Lose Their S, which, in my opinion, you know, shouldn't be your intention in having a conversation right with somebody. And I don't think it was their intention either. This guy just lost it because he didn't really understand what was being said to him by the libertarians that were encountering him. Which isn't uncommon. I mean, most people don't want to see the so-called gun in the room, the violence that backs up the system that some people have, that some people have an appreciation for some of the things it does. Like, you know, the government sometimes actually does help people with the welfare system, for instance, who may actually need some help. And of course, there's all kinds of scams and people that they're helping that don't need help. But, you know, there are some people who are genuinely in need and they get helped, and of course people want that to happen, and so they don't want to find out that their method of helping people, this government system, whether it's welfare or healthcare or whatever you fill in the blank program that is appreciated, they don't want to discover that there's actually violence behind that program, because in order to make that realization, they would have to realize that they have always, without realizing it, have supported that violence. And that's an uncomfortable thing, and that's what you were saying when you were talking about the cognitive dissonance that this guy was experiencing during this video, Johnson. Our toll-free number, if you would like to comment, is 855-450-FREE. We've got Glenn in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome,
you just
Glenn.
Said it correctly, cognitive dissonance. A lot of times people, someone said it's a cognitive dissonance, which is a common talk radio misconception for some reason. And yes, that fellow who you played on the audio clip wasn't running an election. He was running a campaign, but he was grossly ill-equipped to be out in public as a representative for his candidate. He obviously didn't know much of anything.
Well, it's kind of what they get them, though. You know, I mean, they just get young people that, I mean, young people are willing to knock on the doors, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
It's hard to, when you're running a political campaign, the people who come to help you are who you get. You know, you don't get to choose who your help is, usually.
We're always told to vote. When I was in high school, you know, if you're 17, you're approaching voting age. And, you know, I had a high school history teacher who said, everybody's always trying to, you know, get you to go out and vote. If you don't know what you're talking about, don't vote. And I thought,
Hear.
I thought, holy cow, a history teacher telling me not to vote unless I know what I'm voting for and about and why.
Like, how many people who are listening right now have gone to the polls and voted and, you know, and ended up, because it's a national election, there's some kind of local election involved, too, and they're like, I don't know who these people are. In the town I grew up in, they had these nonpartisan elections for sort of local level stuff. I'm just picking names. I'm Christmas treeing the ballot.
It's very hard. And here's the thing. Even if you're conscientious, okay, like when I was in school and, you know, when Hector was a pup, yeah, you had a thing called a platform. The platform was comprised of planks. And, you know, the League of Women Voters used to put out, you know, for national elections, you know, things explaining the issues at stake, the platforms of the candidates and how they stood on various issues. It's very hard to find out for your local candidates for state or local elections, first of all, what the pending issues even are, what the platforms are about, what the issues are, where they stand on them, what they intend to do. If you're conscientious, even if you try to approach their campaign people and say, well, you know, where does he stand on this? Where does he stand on that? All you get is jingoism and slogans. It's very hard to responsibly pick someone since nobody is clearly articulating the issues and where the candidates stand.
Yeah, yeah, I can definitely share that that frustration, which is why it's nice to be in New Hampshire where we actually have Liberty candidates who are running for political office here. It's a lot easier to know who to vote for in that instance. Glenn, anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about this issue of violence, and I understand why people recoil at this. In other words, like, it's this question of, you know, whether or not in adult society there should be things which are compulsory or mandatory, and then, you know, which could be ruled against in some legal forum, and ultimately ending up in some expression of physical violence, such as detention or incarceration, stuff like that. I was reminded of the line in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where the collectivist farmers out in the field and King Arthur's trying to talk to him. And they say, and the guy's screaming, look, he's, and King Arthur becomes frustrated with
Dennis.
Him. He's like, you know,
it's Dennis.
He's oppressing me. He's oppressing me. Come and see the violence inherent in the system. He's
look,
like, oh,
look. Look at the violence inherent in the system. Look.
Exactly.
We are an anarcho-syndicalist commune, and we elect a principal every 2 weeks that handles.
We need a quorum of 80%, whatever, you know, people.
So what was the point you were driving at there, Glenn?
Well, what I was going at is this question of violence. And I wanted, as an example, I wanted to use, you know, reprise the issue of Mark's Firehouse. And what I didn't get to say last night is, okay, since if we are not permitted to do anything compulsory or mandatory or extract any funds from anyone from anything, do we get rid of the volunteer firehouse, the politically subsidized, governmentally subsidized firehouse, institute a subscription service privatized firehouse, and then those who participate in this, you know, privatized co-op type situation, get their fires put out, but then do we sit idly by and allow the people and their children to burn if they've not paid for the subscription service?
So which, you know, I think
which is the greater ethical faux pas, allowing people to burn because they don't willingly subscribe or compelling them to contribute to something?
Good question, Glenn. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Mark, your thoughts.
Well, I think that it's difficult because we're talking about an imaginary world, and what are the parameters of this imaginary world? I do think that we could absolutely have free market fire services where people would choose how they get them, and they'd get service. It would just be probably at a higher price. Hey, you want your fire put out? We're here. Put the fire out. Because I know know that there's this service when you get boats, when you have a boat, and they'll come out and they'll tow you back when you have a problem. Now, if you're not part of their little AAA boat club thing, you're going to pay out the butt for getting your boat taken back to shore, and it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. And now, do I think that there probably would be charity wings to this? I do. But essentially, I think you would have to cover a much larger area with a lot smaller crew of professionals rather than a volunteer staff. I don't think the I think the volunteer firefighter system only works in the sort of municipal setup that we currently have, because that way a town my size can afford to keep six trucks going because they don't pay anybody. They don't pay any individuals for the services, including up to and including the chief. So you've got this this weirdly perverted system that has evolved over the course of many, many decades that likely isn't going to be undone anytime soon by any advocations of any libertarians. That's why I have such a conundrum with this firehouse situation.
Yeah, that was discussed in detail last night on the show. You can go grab that over at freetalklive.com to really hear a lot about this firehouse situation where Mark's, you know, on his volunteer fire team, and they're talking about, you know, how do we get this new firehouse thing because the taxpayers don't want to pay for it. So what would the volunteerist solution be to that? We talked about that quite a bit. So back to progressives and talking to them about the violence inherent in the system. That was where the failure, the real breakdown in communication began, from my perspective in this video,
right,
was where the people who were asking questions of the progressive campaigner didn't really do a good job in communicating what they meant. And they also made it sound like by implementing progressive policies that then violence would begin. And that was, I think, a real critical error because the violence is already inside the system.
I just had a very funny thought. You know, and I'm just thinking to myself, what if that guy who was doing the interview had responded, "I'm feeling that you're angry that I called you violent at this moment."
What's that called? That's
nonviolent communication.
Yeah, it's kind of a cult. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
That the outcome would have changed if he had employed out, if he had jumped into, this guy's getting really upset. What if I had jumped into NBC?
I don't know. I'm not a real fan of the NBC thing, Johnson, so I don't think you are either, right?
No. Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think
it could be employed
very poorly in general, but I think, you know, sometimes it could be potentially successful.
I've seen it employed quite well by people who have decided to do away with sort of the practice verbiage. The practice
jargon, you mean?
Yeah. The jargon they give you early on doesn't
sign
really...
Sign of a cult, by the way.
What's that?
Jargon's a sign of a cult.
Right.
Okay. Well, libertarians have lots of jargon, too.
Hmm.
And
do they have a charismatic leader like the NBC people?
They have a promoter. There are several charismatic leaders in the liberty movement, and they have lots of different factions.
Not the same thing. Not the same thing.
What are the brutalists? Which ones are the you know, which ones do Jeffrey Tucker lead? I don't know.
I don't know. Does Jeffrey Tucker lead people?
It's just irony when Ian's asking, do they have a charismatic leader?
Why is that ironic?
Because... How often are you accused of being the leader?
But how charismatic am I? Come on, really? Jeez.
I can attest to the fact that you're highly
You'll find a lot more charismatic people than me.
Highly uncharismatic, yeah.
So, yeah, that doesn't fit me. 855-453 is the toll-free number here tonight. But I do want to talk a little bit more about, you know, how could you successfully communicate the violence inherent in the system to somebody who considers themselves a progressive. You can also share your experience as well. Maybe you were from the progressive side of things and you went libertarian. We'd love to hear your story. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you familiar with our movies on the U.S. Constitution featuring experts like Ron Paul, Edwin Vieira, G. Edward Griffin, and Pat Buchanan? Movies such as Fiat Empire, Original Intent, Cultural Marxism, Corporate Fascism, and Moulin Labbé. Want to become an associate producer on our seventh feature documentary, Midnight Ride? Simply go to midnightride.us and donate what you can. Midnightride.us.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.